There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Justin getting to a point where his play is, Russ's health is sort of immaterial, you're just staying with the guy where the team's...
There's a potential for that, but we're not there as I stand here today.
Is there anything Justin can do to prove it right now while Russ is injured?
Play well. Win. That's our business.
That's Mike Tomlin from Tuesday, talking about Justin Fields, talking about the hot hand. Is Wilson's health immaterial because of how well Justin Fields had been playing? Tomlin said it wasn't at that point yet. What's he need to do? He needs to play well, and the Steelers need to win. Did they win the game, Dorm?
Nope.
Did he play well?
No.
I don't think so. Mike Tomlin's going to start Russell Wilson this weekend, I think. I think that's obvious. If Wilson's healthy, and you heard Collinsworth talk about it, you heard Tirico talk about it, the meeting that they had with Russell Wilson, Russ is confident that he'll be able to go this week. If he's good, if he's healthy, if he practices in full, I think Tomlin's going to start him, man. And all you got to do is listen to that answer for the reasons why. Would you do it, though?
Yeah.
No!
Oh! I would. I mean, I'm trying to get in Mike Tomlin's mind first before I say what I want to do. He's going to monitor the week. So tomorrow in the press conference, he's going to say that Russ is going to have more work this week.
Yeah.
But he knows that Russ will be a full participant in practice. All I know is Russ will take first team reps this week. I'm not saying he's going to take all the first team reps. I'm not saying he's going to take half. But I know that Russell Wilson will be in there with that first team this week. You can damn well bet on it. And then Mike Tomlin will make that judgment call probably come Friday to see what it looks like. It's been how many weeks since Russell Wilson got re-injured the calf? What, 6 weeks? 6 weeks? That's enough time. I bet you Russell Wilson was healthy enough to go for this game. He wanted to give Justin Fields, remember we talked about last week, there's a lot of chips and a lot of boxes that need checked. And you know how Mike Tomlin operates. All right, young man, Justin Fields, let's see what you do in primetime against the Dallas Cowboys whenever everybody's watching. That's that direct check the box type moment. And I don't think that Justin Fields checked it in Mike Tomlin's mind. So Mike Tomlin always thought that Russell Wilson was the starter of this football team. He was always in pole position. He got injured. He still thinks he's the starter of this football team. Russell Wilson fits more of Mike Tomlin's mentality. Not saying that Justin Fields can't change his opinion of how the quarterback position is played at some point, but that point ain't right now in Mike Tomlin's mind. So I'm with you, Crowley. I think that he does end up starting Russell Wilson in Vegas on Sunday. I really do.
I wouldn't do it, but I think he is going to do it for sure. Everything you said, I buy 100%. Like, Russell Wilson's going to get his opportunity, and if he plays well in practice, if he shows he can be mobile and move around and do his Russell Wilson stuff, he's going to be the guy. I haven't been told that, but...
Nope.
Educated guess, real educated guess from you. You hear the way Tomlin talked about Fields last week, and he left open the possibility that if Fields went out there and played well in primetime against the Dallas Cowboys in a helmet matchup when the entire world's watching, he could have grabbed this thing, man. Justin Fields could have grabbed this thing, and he didn't. And I thought early on he did not play well. Some shots down the field. Arthur Smith gave him the opportunity. They called shots. No, that's been the big thing. Oh, the starts are bad. The starts are bad. The starts are bad. The starts have been bad. And I think a lot of that has been the conservative play calling. With the 3rd-and-8 toss play aside, right. I thought they were aggressive early in right. this game. And I know Connor Hayward said after the game he should have caught that ball. Okay, Connor is going to put it on himself. I'm sure Justin Fields is going to put that on him too to put the ball in a better position where he can run under it and maybe score a touchdown on that play, if it's a better ball. And we've seen pinpoint, drop it in the bucket accuracy from Justin Fields through the first 4 games of this season. The accuracy wasn't quite there in this one. We saw big guy, Darnell Washington, seam route. have an opportunity there, missed throw. Multiple missed opportunities, particularly early in this game. Now, Justin Fields did lead the go-ahead touchdown drive late in the game, and kudos to him. That's what Kenny Pickett used to do. And then we would sit here and we talk about how clutch Kenny was. He was clutch late in the game, but they put up 226 total yards of offense. So if Mike Tomlin wants to go to Russell Wilson, he's got all the reason in the world now that he can go to Russell Wilson, and I think that he will. I wouldn't do it because I think that Justin Fields deserves a mulligan. Like I said that going into the game. He gets one bad game at the very least, and I would let him have an opportunity to bounce back. He's not the reason, in my opinion, they lost to Indianapolis. That's not even a mulligan game for me. He's the reason why they came back in the game. It was a loss, and now you've lost two in a row. This game was bad. The result was bad. I'd give him one more shot.
See, with Mike Tomlin's thinking, I think that he has to think that Russell Wilson being in there looks a lot better. Like, for him to even be in a situation and not saying that Justin Fields was the starter last week or the week before. And I just don't think that you're in a position right now where you lost two in a row that you can afford to really lose another one. I don't think that you're in that position. I mean, you know that Cincinnati's basically out of it, but it's a race between you and the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't think that you can afford to lose on the road to a Raiders team that has so much turmoil. You lose that game? Oh, man. With Justin Fields? Oh, man. Like, I don't think that they can afford at this point. I know it's still somewhat early, but they want to keep that race and keep ahead a little bit in that race. And this is a game. This is a crucial game because it's a team that you should beat. And I think that if Russell Wilson is in there in Mike Tomlin's mind, he doesn't have to worry about a fumbled snap. He doesn't, in his mind. I'm not saying that it won't happen. I don't know.
I get it.
But in his mind, that fumble with the whole Salemalu deal, like, I think that might have sealed the deal there. He even brought it up after the game.
Yes.
Like, we can't have fumbles. Even though that he knows that Salemalu got ran over, that's Justin's fault in his mind, and he does not care. You're not going to sway him either way. That is Justin's fault. And you can't have that. You can't have it last week.
You're right about that. They win the turnover battle 3-0, and they have a chance to win the game on the defensive side, and he brings up that fumble that they recover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of stuff that sticks in Mike Tomlin's gourd that he's going to reference in the press conference tomorrow when he says Russell's going to be our guy if he's healthy enough to play. I buy that 100%. Again, I wouldn't do it. I'm giving Justin Fields a mulligan. I do understand what you're saying, though. You can't lose three in a row.
No.
And it would be, it's the third consecutive game they should win the game. Like, you should be better than Indy, and you lose. You should be better at home, prime time, banged up Dallas team, both offensively and defensively. They lose the game. So, Tomlin, he's got all the ammunition he needs to make this decision now. If Russ is healthy, he's going with him. We see eye to eye on that. You say you would go with Russ. I say go with Justin Fields.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.